Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The year is with Red and Bobby.
Thank you.
Red's never used a microphone before. It's hard for him, personally. Thank you for coming. I feel like we have 12 disciples. And we're going to, at the end of this, someone's going to nail me to a cross. So you're volunteering.
Already.
Good.
Oh, God.
Do you have a hammer with you. That is disconcerting in 2022.
Yeah.
To know someone in the front row has a fucking hammer.
Why do you have a hammer?
Comes in handy sometimes if you want a hammer or something.
You're bringing an energy to this show that is uncomfortable.
What's your name?
Adam.
What do you do?
I'm a spacecraft systems engineer.
Ooh.
So I don't know how that started.
I didn't know they did. What city do you do that in?
I live in Germany, in Darmstadt.
Okay.
The space agency is.
That's nice.
Very impressive.
Thank you.
I feel like you're so smart, though, your social skills might be lacking. I mean that as a complete compliment. That's a complete compliment. I think you might be a legitimate genius like me in Red. And because possibly you might also have a hammer in your bag. We don't know. But where are you? How are you, Red?
I'm...
Treat carefully.
I was okay.
Yes. So for those of you that don't know, this is the Year Is podcast. Every episode, we go back in time. We do a deep dive into a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, the most interesting, the most fucked up things from that year. That's what we're doing. We usually do it in my house. And we thought, man, we have a lot of people listening to this podcast. Let's do it live. Let those people come and see it. There's going to be 100 of them.
At least.
And we miscalculated. Yeah. The demand, definitely.
But thanks for coming.
Listen, you're all we need. So yeah, this is it. Red, are you in? We're near the end of the fringe, Red. How are you feeling about
it?
Yeah,
I'm ready to go home. Is anyone here from Edinburgh? Live here? No.
The people who live in Edinburgh are probably at work.
Or they're in the Bahamas because they rent their flat out for 45 grand.
Yeah. They're like, well, I have a one-bed flat. That'll pay for me to go live in the Caribbean for 8 months. That'll be good.
Yeah, I'm ready to go home. Also, at the end of this, we do a cash prize quiz. It's £25,000 cash prize.
So the thing you might not know is me and Red took online IQ tests, and technically we're the smartest men alive. My IQ is 200, his is 195. You might have sensed an intellectual discrepancy between us when we speak. That's the 5 IQ points.
But we will randomly generate 3 questions from the computer. And some... You know what I mean? Is that a Polaroid? Go ahead. What? Okay, I'll carry on talking. I haven't seen one of them in years.
No, it's a light, it's a range finder.
Yeah. Not got a phone?
Yeah, but
Okay, fair enough. Okay, cool. Anyway, we do a quiz. I'm glad you got a camera, not a hammer.
Yeah.
Is all I'm saying. We do a quiz where we ask three questions about history, and you go up against one of us and try and beat us. And if you win, you get £25,000.
That's pretty good.
He's not allowed to play because he's too smart.
Yeah. Actually, we'll see. I'm quite confident I know more than he does. His knowledge is about space.
Yeah.
And engineering. How are you with history?
Pretty good. I love history as a hobby.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
We'll see.
We're not playing against him.
He seems like... he has a polymath vibe.
What's that?
Well, that's not good. If you don't... if you don't know what a polymath is, you're not a polymath. A polymath is someone who can kind of master anything. They're an expert in many areas.
Okay.
Are you a polymath? I don't know if polymaths name themselves polymaths. I think other people say you're a polymath.
Just Wikipedia calls them.
Hmm?
Wikipedia calls them that. That's
yes.
How long are you at the Fringe for?
Why is it always me?
Because you told us you had a fucking hammer, so...
we're just talking to you so we know what you're doing and we can see your hands.
You started by saying, I have a hammer, and then you said some other weird shit, and then you just started taking photos of us. So you actually have drawn the attention to yourself by being fucking weird. So
I was volunteering to nearly talk across if you wanted that.
Yeah, that's true.
Would be helpful.
Listen, you're very helpful.
Yeah, a bit too helpful.
Until next Monday.
Okay. Are you doing... You're just watching shows, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Picking up the worst shows, trying to see them.
The worst...
Now we're being trolled.
I know.
I'd rather be beaten with a hammer than have this treatment. This is horrible. The worst shows. This is one of the best shows, actually. Two legitimate geniuses that took online IQ tests and...
Checkmyiq.com.
Yeah, it's a great website. Check it out. You also can be a genius. So, we're going to go back to a year in history. Who, other than this psychopath... Socio. Well, I don't know. How do you gauge the difference, really?
A sociopath knows what he's doing is wrong, he just doesn't care. A psychopath doesn't understand that what he's doing is wrong. He thinks what he's doing is right or something.
So you know what you're doing is wrong, but you don't care?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. You know, it's hard doing a live podcast normally, but you've just made it really tough, but thank you. Should we get in the time machine? When were you born?
1990.
Oh. I thought you were 40. I can't see you. You just...
40-year-old.
Yes, you do. I'm a 40-year-old woman, yeah.
So, what year do you want to go back to? Not you, you fuck. Her.
1911.
Okay. Ooh. Any reason for that?
I think there was a lot of cool stuff in that period happening.
Like inventions.
Inventions and social justice movements and cool stuff like that.
Like the suffragettes, yeah.
Yeah, and more. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, what about you?
1832.
Why?
I think we found a bigger nerd than that guy. Why 1832?
I'm not sure. The pressure just got to me. That was the first thing.
He's got a t-shirt that says nerd on it. He's just pointed out.
That's so fucking weird. I pointed at a guy and said nerd, and then his shirt says nerd. That is, what are the odds of that happening?
He literally just opened his
the
shirt.
The odds of that happening are so low. That might not be funny, but that's very rare where you're going to point at some. That, like, his shirt says Oktoberfest. What are the odds I just point at you and say Oktoberfest, and you're like, yeah, that's what I'm doing, actually. Thank you. That's fucking crazy.
Okay, anyone else? Any years you want to go back to? No.
Okay, well, luckily, we've already chosen the year, Red. What year are we going to go to?
We're going to 1974.
The year of Red's birth. He looks over his age.
Right, everyone, get in the time machine. Hold on to the person next to you, because it gets very turbulent.
Only if you know them. Don't touch strangers. It's weird.
You can hold on to your own pint. Right. You ready to go, Bobby?
I hate this part, but he makes me do it, so let's get the fucking time machine.
Oh, my God. Jesus, Bobby, where are we?
We're in 1974.
Oh, let's turn on the TV. Why is Jimmy Savile hugging the Queen?
I don't know, because she has kids he wants to fuck. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I thought we were spitballing.
Okay.
I thought there was no wrong answers.
Okay, well, this is... Has anyone here got kids?
Okay, why... What?
Yeah, I'm getting into it. This is how I do it.
Okay, get into it.
Jesus Christ. How many kids have you got?
Two.
Bobby's got a child. This is for all the kid havers. or parents, as they're sometimes known. This woman had six sextuplets, six children.
Who's this woman? What's her name?
Her name is Nicolette Rosenkowitz. Six children, all babies survived at the same time.
In 1974.
1974.
I don't know. I feel like I always wanted, because we had one, and if I was going to have twins, I'd say, fuck that. Let's get more. Because if you have three plus children, you can monetize your children.
You start a business.
Yeah. Your business is now, hey, look, my kids all look the same. Give me some fucking money. That's a pretty good business. You know, like, I wanted triplets and get them into acting. Because usually with acting, they have twins, right?
Mm.
And then one kid acts, the other like goes and pretends to go to school, and then they swap.
Yeah.
But with triplets, my kids could work 24 hours a day. You know, I'd be like, hey, you want to do a shoot with kids? My kids have never left the studio. That's what they're doing.
Mm. Well, sextuplets, so you've got six children who all look the same.
Are they identical? Does it say that?
Not identical. Well, there's obviously not, because some are male and some are female.
Well, they look the same, I guess, in the sense that they're babies.
Yeah, they would
and
have
most
been.
Babies kind of look like babies.
But they all survived. That imagine a lockdown with six babies all of the same age.
I would let garbage men cough into my mouth. I'd be like, take me, please. I don't want to be with six of these children.
The Gray twins, do you know about them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They, one of them was in prison and the other one went to visit him and they swapped glasses. So Ronnie wore glasses and Reggie, who wasn't in prison, put his glasses on.
Okay.
One of them went to the loo and then said, I'm going to leave, and escaped. And then when he said, where's my brother gone? And they're like, oh, he's left. So they did a switcheroo.
That is incredible.
Mm.
And, the guy who just took his glasses off, technically, was that, which one was that?
That was Ronnie, gave them to Reggie.
So Ronnie didn't do anything wrong.
Well, he did when he's yeah.
No, his crime was removing his glasses.
No, because he was in jail.
Oh.
So he had done something wrong.
So Reggie.
Reggie didn't wear glasses, went to visit Ronnie. Ronnie's wearing glasses. He takes them off, gives them to Reggie, pretends to be Reggie and goes, oh, we can go, and then, yeah.
So Reggie's crime was putting on glasses.
Yes.
Not a crime.
No, well.
That's a great... That's
I think aiding someone to get out of prison is a crime.
That's not
it?
Aiding someone to get out of prison. He put on glasses. Who amongst us has never put on a pair of glasses? Exactly. You're no better than the Cray twins. No better. Have you... if you went to prison, would you try to break out?
Depends how long for. If it was like 2 years, no. But if it was 20, yes, I'd have you drill a hole under the prison.
Like your El Chapo.
Like El Chapo, and come and take me with a scooter.
The thing is, the reason they could get El Chapo out is he had like an army of hundreds of men.
Competent friends.
Yeah. If a SWAT team came and said, we're going to need Red back, I'd say, Red, it looks like you're going back to prison. I'm not dying because you...
Well, he was like, to escape the police, he was swimming through sewage regularly. And he was also like the world's fifth richest man. It's like, it's not really worth it, is it?
Chapo.
Yeah, you got £25 billion, but you spend your days swimming through other people's shit. That's like the opposite reason to have lots of money.
Yeah.
The first McDonald's opened in the UK, in Woolwich, southeast London, 1974.
Love McDonald's, big fan.
Big
Ray Kroc. You guys know about Ray Kroc? Very fascinating. He was Michael Keaton played him in a movie. Ray Kroc, he didn't found McDonald's. The other day, Red said he found a McDonald's on a different episode. He didn't. He discovered these two brothers who had opened a McDonald's, which had everything we know in McDonald's today, the assembly line, the really quick service, and nothing like that existed at the time. It was... you know, if you went to a fast food place in the early like 50s, 60s, it was like you're waiting 30 minutes. You couldn't get a burger in 2 minutes. That's crazy. So they'd time it and they'd try to speed it up, and it was like a little puzzle for them. Ray Kroc was a traveling salesman in like his late 40s who had failed and failed and failed. And he thought but he was always looking for that next fucking thing. And he discovered this restaurant and he thought, this is it. And he said to the brothers, let me open a franchise. Like, he knew he wanted to get in there and take over this business. And they said, no, we tried franchising. The people we gave it to didn't follow our system, and it was shit. But Ray Kroc persisted, persisted, persisted. Eventually, he convinced the brothers to let him open a franchise. And he did, and he ran it like a McDonald's. And it was the second McDonald's. And then he franchised some other ones out. But he went with, like, rich guys that he knew from a golf course where he wasn't even respected, where he was kind of a joke. And those guys didn't take the rules of how to operate a McDonald's seriously. So they, again, you'd go there and it wouldn't be like the McDonald's we know today. And then he teamed up with more working class guys, guys he related to who'd follow the fucking rules. And it grew and grew and grew. And he slowly edged more and more control from the brothers to the point where he realized the real business was real estate. So these guys owned the like intellectual property of McDonald's, but if Ray Kroc bought the land that the McDonald's were built on and then rented it out to the franchise owners, that's a whole new revenue stream. So that's what he started doing. And then eventually he bought the brothers out for $1 million each. Yes. And there was a rumor that he promised them 1% of the net profits of all of McDonald's forever. But he said, oh, guys, yeah, I can't put it in writing. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Because I can't put it in the contract. You know, it just would, the contract wouldn't go through with the lawyers, but I'll give you 1% of the profits. And they were like, oh, okay. And then obviously he never did. But they never said that publicly. One of their nephews said that. They never complained. They died happy, man. They retired with $1 million in the pocket, which in the 70s is like, you know, 10 million now.
Yeah, it would still, if you're his nephews and stuff. Well,
yeah, that would have trickled down to you.
Yeah, you go, I could be a billionaire. Every time you, because it's unavoidable, McDonald's is absolutely everywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, what was the guy, Pete Best in the Beatles, remember him? Got kicked out and they put out She Loves You.
That would hurt.
You can't get away from the Beatles.
But he tours now. Pete, what's it, Best of the
Beatles?
He
tweets stuff. He tweeted on Ringo's birthday because Ringo took his place. He said, happy birthday, Ringo. 50 years has been long enough, so I think we should put it all to one side.
And Ringo is probably like, who the fuck's this guy?
Yeah, he released an album called Best of the Beatles, which people bought thinking it was the best of the Beatles. And he's Pete Best. And he got death threats for it. It's quite a bad life.
He probably made a couple million.
It's bad. He says his mum said, oh, they kicked him out because he was too good looking, which is, you feel heartbroken because
was he hot?
I don't think anyone was hot back then. You don't look it. Well, Marlon Brando, he was hot.
That's your one man.
Steve McQueen was hot, wasn't he? Who's around in the 60s? Anyone?
Ma'am?
Oh, was that Frenchman?
The Frenchman?
Oh, God, Alain Delon.
Aaron, yeah.
Yeah, I've got to go now. Sorry. Yeah, he was hot.
Okay, good. Well, that's sorted then. We've found some. But yeah, he was in the Beatles. He was their drummer. And apparently one night they all went out and he said, I don't want to come out tonight. And that night they all slagged him off. And then this John Lennon was like, I want him out of the band. And then he gets kicked out. And then 2 months later, She Loves You comes out. And he has to listen to that song hours a day, wherever he goes.
Well, he should have socialized more.
Should have gone out. This is the moral of the story. Never miss a night out.
Yeah.
Because you might miss out on the Beatles.
Yeah. Talk about FOMO, fear of missing out.
Also, if you're in a band and you get the feeling they don't like you, never let them be alone. Just be there all the time. I do that sometimes with this podcast.
Yeah, me and Jody were meeting up, and then Red kept being suspicious. Like, Jody's our producer, the bald guy. And we're actually at the end of this, we're going to ask you guys for money. I know some of you bought tickets, some haven't, but we usually get the ticket price from the people who come because we're raising money for Jody to get a hair transplant. So don't feel bad for him. He lost his hair because he got really stressed out when he was arrested. I can't say what for.
He had a very stressful court case.
Yeah. It's okay. He served his time and, you know, whatever, you know. It's not like it's a kid's podcast, so.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We're not doing children's entertainment. We're in a bar. There's no kids wandering around.
And he's sworn he won't do it again.
He doesn't have a car here, so he couldn't get away quickly. Why stop? He served his time. 3 months.
Which was too short, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't find a body, there was no crime.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They just found a bit of lace that the girl got for her birthday. And
oh, no, Mike.
Just a little bit of lace. And Jody said it could be anyone's lace. It could be anybody's lace. Oh, that's the last eye she saw. Anyways.
He stopped recording.
He stopped recording.
Right, moving on. Lord Lucan.
How are we going to move on? Just moving on.
Well, because we're going to sit in that atmosphere for the rest of the show?
I'm fine with that, actually. Okay. Yeah, that suits me.
I'm done. I think we've done it. It was fun. But we can move on.
Okay.
Anyone want to carry on with that? He was liking it. That was his favorite bit of the show.
He didn't even get a lawyer, actually.
For God's sake.
He went to court. They just had a piece of ribbon. They couldn't get him on the murder because he just had a piece of ribbon. And he said, I don't know where the ribbon came from, but maybe it fucking blew into my car, like a fucking whatever, you know? So they couldn't get him on the ribbon. They got him on the tags on his car. Being he's driving with expired tags, you know, and he didn't have an MOT. And his car was in a state, you know? Weirdly, such a dirty car on the outside. Inside, scrubbed with bleach. Like, not. You'd think a guy doesn't take care of his car, but Jody, much like the outside of Jody, it's better on the inside. So the outside, you're like, this looks like a hunk of shit. But you get inside, stinks of bleach. And a smell you'd associate, I guess, with like roadkill, but it's hard to place. And, but yeah, they couldn't pin down him. They got him in the car. The village he lived in, they blamed him, which yeah. I think is against the legal system, really.
They didn't like him before that.
They didn't like him before that because the other people who went missing, but there was others, and they weren't wearing ribbons, so again, you know, the bleach car was fine, and yeah, that's, you know, that's our producer.
And he needs a hair transplant.
Yeah, so that he can see more approachable when he talks to people.
Yeah, so thanks so much for giving me a chance to come back into society.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Can we have a round of applause for Jody?
A big round of applause for Jody.
Prison works.
3 months inside for having a bad tags on his bleach car, and he's reformed.
Okay, Lord Lucan. Disappeared.
Another thing, you know, it's... They try, you know, when the other people disappeared... I say people, I mean children. And when they disappeared, they didn't connect it at all to Jody. Mm. Just, you know, what his business was, because he does podcasts now, he used to record kids' birthday parties. And people thought, why does he do this for free? You know, like, and everybody has different passions. And his was birthdays. And it just happened, adults don't really have birthday parties they want recorded. Because an adult, you know, you don't want your birthday party recorded. It's just a reminder of your impending death. Ironically, so were the children's videos of their birthday parties. Now when watched in hindsight by grieving parents.
So Lord Lucan...
also killed a chick.
He killed his children's nanny.
Yeah, well, Jody would have helped him finish the job, I'll tell you that.
Do you know about Lord Lucan? 1970, he's taking a picture, Jody. Good idea, actually. It's a good idea.
I wouldn't do that. He has changed his name, technically. And he really...
No, it's okay. You can do it.
I don't know. He's like a vampire. I feel like when you develop those photographs, there'll be no one in them.
Yeah, I was going to say, did I just break the camera?
Joe did. He's getting angry.
Don't make Jody angry. You don't want to see what happens. You are an adult.
No, that's right.
Yes.
Oh.
When you talk, it gets more real. I don't know what happened. The word prefers children is like very bizarre, like it's a sexual orientation. He prefers children. Okay, you can move on to this Lord Lucan fellow, if
Thank
you please.
Thank you very much. He killed his nanny and went missing.
Allegedly.
No, he did.
No, well, again, was he ever convicted?
No, because he fled.
He has a moustache just like yours.
I actually looked at him today, and he did. Thank you very much. He was quite a good-looking guy, if I say so myself.
Red's body was inspired by Jody's body, and his face was inspired by a different murderer.
There you go.
He looks a lot like... He's a hot guy, actually.
Yeah, you were about to say he looks a lot like
me. I wouldn't mind if that was the last face I got to see. I'll say that.
Yeah. So he was a gambler. Apparently, they thought about having him play James Bond.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He was a lord. He loved to gamble. He drove fast cars and was at race speedboats.
Cool, hot guy.
Hot guy. Lost all his money. Or lost a lot of money. Then he had a nasty divorce. And he wanted to take the kids... and have them under his custody, arguing with his wife. Went round one night, murdered the nanny. I don't know why she got it and not the wife. Not that anyone should have.
What was her name?
I should know that. I always know the... Don't worry, we're finding it. Sandra Rivette.
It's very sad that Sandra Roulette.
Rivette.
Oh, I thought you said Roulette, and I was like, that's a funny last name for a gambler. That's probably why he killed her. I hate you, Roulette!
No, so she was bludgeoned to death, very nasty. He attacked his wife at the same time, who identified him as the person. Then...
I don't know if an ex-wife is really, you know...
Yeah. There's bitterness there, possibly.
There might be, you know, a tough divorce.
Yeah, but he... So his car was found... him not in it. His passport was at home, and there's not been a trace of him since 1974.
If I look at this situation, I see an ex-wife, a dead nanny, and a missing man.
Mm-hmm.
I'd point the finger at her.
Oh, so you think the wife killed the nanny and then him?
Well, by the silence in the crowd, I retract my statement.
Well, his wife committed suicide in 2017.
That's very sad.
But suspicious. But there's been sightings of him all over the world.
This is the great thing about doing a podcast about the past. If we said these things about people who had just died, you would think we're monsters. But if you wait 50 years, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because everybody dies. In 100 years, we'll all be dead and no one will remember us. And our name even being mentioned in the year 2200... would be crazy. Not that we'll know.
Or someone might be doing a comedy history podcast in 100 years' time and go, in 2022, comedians and podcasters Red and Bobby Mayer were hammered to death live on stage at the recording of their podcast.
By a fucking nerd.
And they'll go, who gives a shit?
And their bodies were found very weirdly mutilated by their producer.
Who was seen wearing their hair outside.
Yeah. Jody has a wig now and he feels like a real man.
Stop it. So Lord Lucan was, he's been spotted in Goa. A man went to Goa because he was convinced he'd found Lord Lucan, arrested a guy who turned out to be a folk musician and just moved there from America, trying to live a quiet life. There's another theory that he went to Switzerland and became paid his high society mates to smuggle him out of the country, and then became too much trouble, so they killed him. Or the other theory is that he committed suicide, which is probably the most likely.
I don't know. He doesn't seem like the kind of
he's
guy.
He's going for his back. I'm sorry.
Sir, you can't tell us you have a hammer and then just casually start taking things out of your bag in the middle of the show.
Oh, thank God. What is that?
Personal? That's okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but it's
don't
just
worry,
the way it's been set up.
It's just a poison blow dart.
We like you.
Yeah,
especially if you have a hammer.
We think you're a great guy.
Okay. Anyone got any theories on Lord Lucan? Or anyone give a shit? No?
I'm getting muddled up with a horse.
The horse? What?
What horse is that?
Well, that horse that stamped on the nanny and then disappeared.
Shergar.
What did Shergar?
Shergar disappeared too.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I thought he disappeared one day. They waited for a ransom note. Nothing came. The horse never reappeared.
Oh.
Maybe Lord Lucan
got off. That I
is.
Like that.
Oh, that's nice. Was it the same year?
No.
When was it?
Much later.
Oh, shit, okay.
Eddie, when was Shergar?
Oh, I don't know.
80s. Oh, okay. We'll probably cover that at some point.
Yeah, we will. That's a good one. We'll get back. We'll when we get to the '80s, this whatever year it is, we'll shout you out.
Glue went up.
Huh?
Shares in glue went up.
That they were banking on that horse for a lot of fucking glue.
So, born in 1974, famous actor. Anyone guess who it is? Hollywood superstar. Big in... still big now. Huge films in the 90s. On a boat.
What is this fucking game of trivia? Just tell us the name.
Okay, Leonardo DiCaprio was born. The environmentalist Leonardo DiCaprio, who tells us we need to recycle. I was watching Jamie Foxx on Graham Norton, and he told a story about how him, Jonah Hill, and Leonardo DiCaprio spent New Year's Eve in four different time zones on a private jet. And I thought, maybe, Leo, you should not do that if you care about the environment.
Worry
so
about
much.
Your own carbon footprint.
Yeah. And well, like, he's always doing those videos. And he spent the World Cup on this the Shell Oil CEO's yacht just off the coast of Brazil in 2014. And he's like, you guys, you know, you need to spread the message. Like, you're sat on the boat of the guy... You talk to him.
I think Leo has a roundabout way of helping the planet, which is he dates really young women and treats them so terribly they think, I never want to be with a man again.
I will never have children.
Yeah, I don't want children. So then he breaks these women's spirit and they don't have children, and that's his way. It's like terrorism. And then he's stopping their carbon footprint.
That's, yeah, you could look at it like that.
Or he just
likes
some
young
rich
women.
Cunt.
I think he's never dated a woman over 23. Do you see that chart? The oldest they've ever gotten is 23, and it was...
what are you talking about with these people?
Yeah, well, they'll just go, oh, my God, my mum loves your stuff. Is that a painting? And he'll go, yeah.
I mean, I'm 36. If I was with a 20-year-old, how many times can you say, so what's your major, before you want to jump off a fucking bridge, you know? Like, I even from, like, his perspective, it's horrible for them because they're just, you know, they get caught up in it, and then the second he drops them, they feel horrible. Or maybe they don't. Maybe it's a transactional relationship and everybody's having a good time. But like, it'd be so boring. And I get, like, oh, well, he just likes having sex with whatever. But, like, in a relationship, sex is, like, 1% of the time you spend with someone.
Not if you're Leonardo DiCaprio, I bet.
I don't know. How much can you fuck when you're 45? I guess he's just like fucking snorting lines of Viagra and getting stem cells.
Yeah, he'll have the best stuff.
Yeah. Who can come more than once a day, you know? What are you doing? Can you come more than once a day? He hates talking about sex.
Ask him with the hammer.
He can only come while holding a hammer. Jody?
There's a rumor that I've heard loads of times from people in the know. That when DiCaprio has sex, he has noise cancelling headphones. You heard this and listens to whale noises.
It relaxes him.
Yeah, and I've heard this from a lot of people. So
listen, I don't think we should start shaming people that wear headphones and fuck to whale noises, okay? Ooh. Listen, everyone has their kink, you know? It might not be the kink you understand, but us whale people deserve respect.
Yeah. Kate Moss was born.
What?
What do you mean, which one?
Well, one's a model and one's a writer.
Is there a writer called Kate Moss?
Absolutely.
Well, my answer answers your question. What does the writer Kate Moss write?
Books about models. Who seem really fucking boring.
She wrote a fictional character called Kate Moss, and she wrote it in 1986.
Yeah.
I've not heard of her. Are the books good?
Well,
No, I've got a
difference of opinion, yeah. Okay. What are they about?
Historical novels set in South of France.
Okay.
With a supernatural twist, you forgot that.
Yeah, right. Oh, right.
Like with witches and shit.
And Dracula and stuff.
No, it's time travel.
I like time travel.
Oh,
I'm
like
into
this.
Time travel.
Kate Moss, the writer. Oh, it's got an E on the end.
I just read Sea of Tranquility. It's by Emily St. John Mandel. It's a great book. It's a book about time travel and alternate universes. I really recommend it.
You think you'd change your name if you're Kate Moss, because she's too famous. It's like being David Beckham, the plumber. Do you know what I mean? If you're writing a book, you got a.
We thanks, finally man. Made the psychopath laugh.
I'm so, so sorry. I like him. I like him. He keeps me on edge.
Yeah. Jody's like, there can only be one psychopath in this room. And I've got the trinkets to prove it.
Oh, God's sake. Rumble in the Jungle, Muhammad Ali beats George Foreman, 1974, in Zaire. Has anyone seen the documentary, When We Were Kings?
I've watched the fight on YouTube.
Yeah, watch the documentary, it's brilliant. They flow out, there was a huge festival around it, not like this one, it was actually good. They had like James Brown come in, and Muhammad Ali was against all odds, beat George Foreman. But then they uncover like, because the dictator who ran Zaire, well, was Zaire at the time, Mobutu, in order for everyone to behave properly, he took like 3,000 criminals from the prison and shot them in the stadium as like a, before the Westerners got there.
That seems a bit harsh.
Yeah. Imagine if you're there and you're like, I just stole some bread. This guy's a pedophile. Like, get, you know.
You're pointing at Jody.
No, I pointed there and he happened to be
there. Okay.
Just like when you called him a nerd.
That was amazing, though.
But yeah, it's a very good documentary. You should watch it. I think we should start the quiz.
Okay, here's... Guys, you've been a great audience, minus one person. And you're growing on me like a fungus that I learned to be a friend with. And so now is the time in the show where you have a chance to win £25,000. This is a legitimate chance. We have a sponsor, IQ, freeiqtest.com. If anyone can beat us, you get £25,000. You just have to... We have to get one question wrong, and you have to get more questions right than we do. So we can't... There can't be a tie. Okay?
Three questions.
You seem like a silently smart man. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, what do you do, Mike?
Boring IT stuff.
Okay. Are you friends with this guy?
Yeah.
Oh! He came... Oh, that makes it less creepy. Oh, I thought you were alone. Oh, no, that's...
I think he was reluctant because of your behavior and who you are. that's the main reason.
Okay, and what about you? Are you a genius?
Fuck yeah.
What do you do?
Fundraiser for charity.
That's a great job. You're a great person. But sadly, we have to go up against this cunt. So...
Are you ready for the challenge?
You have to. It's a chance to win £25,000. Oh, Mr. Moneybags doesn't need 25 grand. You can give it to her fucking charity, but you won't because you're selfish.
It's horse riding.
Okay. I mean, who?
Wait.
Who gives a shit? Come on.
The last
horse riding.
The last people who need money.
Oh, disabled children. Okay. Well, you didn't say the important part.
Is it for like horses?
No, it's for disabled kids to sit on the fucking horse, obviously. That's a nice thing to do. So can you please do the quiz, and if you win the money from IQ, freeiqtest.com, our sponsor, then you give her charity the money so a bunch of disabled kids can be happy on a horse. Will you do that for us?
Nah.
You're such a fuck.
He's reached his social quota for the day.
I hope someone attacks you with a hammer.
Right.
All right, you'll okay. do it, Mike. You're the better of the two.
Okay, Mike, are you ready? I'm just going to press the button and it randomly
automates. I can't. Turn the computer away. I don't want to see. Turn the computer away from me.
Randomly automates the questions. Oh, there's a quiz in front of me. Okay. I'll go with Mike first. Is that okay? Mike, what was the highest grossing movie in 2004?
Matrix Reloaded.
It was Shrek, Mike. What would you spend 25 grand on if you got it?
Oh, I'd buy a horse and ride it around from the table bits.
Ride a horse around some disabled kid.
Going, ah, ha, ha, ha. You can never get on here.
That was funny, but pointed.
okay, on to Bobby.
Hey, look, that was a hard one. I'm going to get a hard one, you know. This is a hard three questions, so
okay.
Let's see.
Bobby, what number Henry was Henry VIII's dad?
So he's eight.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... 7.
You're correct, Bobby.
Yes!
1-0 to Bobby. Okay.
That's bullshit.
What?
You had your fucking
you had
chance.
Your chance.
You can't talk now. You said your social time is done, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you've run out your social quota. Question number 2. Which 3 men won the Nobel Peace Prize for Physics in 2005?
Middle names also, please.
Star signs as well.
Yeah, I don't know.
What was the question?
The Nobel Physics Prize.
Yeah, who won the Peace Prize for Physics in 2005?
Yeah, I can't name any physicists.
That's right. It was Roy J. Glauber, John L. Hoare, and Theodore W. Hansch. I'm sure the rest of you knew that.
Okay, give me mine.
Bobby.
Is mine about physics?
No.
Okay.
This is a tough one, though. In the movie Dunkirk... what is the name of the place that Harry Styles travels to save his boys?
I'm going to guess Dunkirk.
Yes, you're correct. 2-0 to Bobby. Right, this is your final question. 25 grand slipping out of your fingers.
Look, you know what? Even though I've already technically won, if you get this question right, we'll give you the money.
Okay, what was the name of the man who franchised McDonald's?
No, I said that earlier today.
I'm giving him an easy one. This is like a test of how much he's been listening.
Yeah, it's Ray.
Yeah, surname?
No one help him out, you fucks.
Ray Kroc?
Nope, no. You're wrong.
It was Ray Kroc. He told a 20-minute story about the movie that we've all probably seen. Yeah, you were close.
You were close, but you didn't get the money. Give me my last question just so I can prove my intellectual dominance over this man.
Okay.
Memorizing stuff doesn't mean you have... you're smart or have intellect.
It
just means you might not, like, I don't watch movies, so I wouldn't be able to answer a movie question.
Well,
that just
quizzes.
Means someone is
yeah.
smart.
You can't always get what you want.
If you try sometimes.
You might find, doesn't say you will. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, at the end of this, I know some of you got tickets and most of you didn't. We need, look. This is a pay what you want show. That's what they call it. We think of it more as a pay what we want show. And what we want is, I think it's fair if you give us the same amount as the ticketed people gave us, which is £7, because we've tried really hard for this show and we're losing fucking money to entertain you on this. Now, I have a card reader. We have a bucket. You can pay by card or cash. I think some people possibly who've been more of a part of the show than we would have preferred should give us, and they have really good jobs as engineers in Germany, and an air of confidence that we find grating. They should give us £20.
I should get paid for
that. No, no, no.
Oh, my God.
£20 on the card, tap, tap. You too, Mike, just because you didn't remember the name, that was hurtful.
Okay, final question, Bobby. What was the name of George Bush Jr.'s dad?
Well, like you said, I have been memorizing facts. I've been reading every day, like the guys you see on those quiz shows, I go through for hours a day. And so George Bush Jr., he was a president. And his dad was also a president before Clinton, head of the CIA before that. And I'm pretty sure his name was George Bush Sr.
You're correct.
Fuck yes! Eat it, Mike.
Thank you very much.
I look forward to you paying me and never speaking to you again.
No, thank you very much, whoever came.
Fun.
It's been great.
You, you guys were great. Hey, seriously, listen. You guys were a great audience. This was really fun. Thanks so much for coming out. We appreciate
thank
you.
Thank you so much.
See
thanks,
you later.
Everyone.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. That was another episode of The Year Is. Thank you very much for listening. Please like and subscribe. Leave us a review. It all helps. I'd like to thank our producer, Jody. And also I'd like to thank Josh Weller for our intro music and song. It's very catchy. It's very nice. I'm sure you'll enjoy it at the beginning. So big thanks for Josh Weller. He's on Instagram at Josh Weller. Josh Weller. Follow him and keep spreading the word of The Year Is. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.